Hey, it's February 2nd, 2022. I just finished a job interview today and I was so nervous for the interview. I get super nervous for things I really want, and then I mean, like everyone gets nervous for a job interview they really want the job at. So yeah, it's really difficult to be your best self when you're really nervous. But you need to be your best self to get the job you really want that's making you really nervous. But I think it went well. Like, I don't think it went stellar. Like, I don't think, oh my gosh, they're gonna hire me. Like, it's final, 100%. But I don't think I'm out of the running either. I'm not really sure how many people applied for this role. It seemed like it was semi-popular on their social media page, but not too many people actually applied. I kind of applied on the whim, almost didn't submit my application, but then I did. Yeah. All my roommates are out right now, probably in class, we're studying. And I feel pretty good about it. I mean, it's definitely a daunting role to look at, but I think it's a good step for me, and hopefully I can also take on other roles like it. I want to expand things I'm involved in, and hopefully this will be one of those things, and I'm excited to see whether or not I get the role or not. I'll know in like 2 days. And if I don't get it, then I'm gonna be okay. If I do, I'm gonna be really happy. I'm getting a tattoo next Monday. I'm gonna get something on my shoulder. It's gonna be really exciting, I think. And it's one of those definite irrational purchases and decisions that I kind of just made because I kind of just made it. And I think it's okay to make those decisions sometimes, even if it's permanent. Myself right now made that decision. Myself right now, with all the knowledge I know about myself and the surroundings that I'm in and the environment I'm in and everything that I know, made that decision, and that decision was the best one I could make. In that even circumstance, what I'm getting isn't necessarily something super timeless. It doesn't necessarily mean a lot to me. But I think it's cool right now. Myself right now thinks it's cool and okay. Maybe my future self might not like it, but now who I am right now likes it. So it's kind of like a documentation, I think. I talked to a friend about this, how tattoos are kind of just a documentation of who you were throughout your life, what your interests were, what your aesthetic was, what you thought was like the prettiest or the coolest thing at that time. Is kind of a documentation of your interest, of your likes, of your wants, of your a lot of things. And of course you could just write that down in a diary, but I think it's also cool to express it in different ways. And maybe that way is tattooing your body, that way is changing your hair, changing your style, changing your closet, changing your interests, your hobbies, changing your room, changing. There's so many ways people express things, definitely. And maybe my decision is rational, maybe I'll regret it in the future, but right now, I don't think so. Right now, me right now, I am gonna live with that decision. Because there's not really a choice not to after it's made, or after it's done, I guess. And yeah, I'm excited. This tattooer I'm going to is an apprentice, so his rate is a little bit lower, which I don't mind. It's not like my piece is super intricate where I really need a seasoned, skilled, he's skilled, but like a seasoned, like 10 year plus tattoo artist to do. I don't think that's necessary for what I want. Yeah, and I'm also going to a concert in a couple of weeks. I'm excited to go to that one. It's for a band I really, really like, and their opener is also someone I really, really like, and the venue is pretty small, so it's gonna be a lot more intimate and chill and cool, and I think a really nice vibe of just like, this is what it is. And yeah, I'm really excited for that too, and I wanna just get some reading done today, maybe get some studying done, I'm maybe hit the gym later. I don't really want to go when it's dark, but maybe I'll go when it's dark. We're probably gonna change my blackboard today, and we're gonna have it obviously February themed, the Olympics. Maybe we're mainly focusing on Valentine's Day, I think, because it's just kind of fun to focus on that. Do I have a Valentine? No. But is it fun to think about it? Yes. It's nice to kind of have room to myself so I can just let my thoughts go. How do I feel right now? I feel okay. I feel on the better side of the job interview. I don't feel like, oh my gosh, I blew them away or anything, but I feel like I did pretty good, and I'm like, honestly, 50-50, like, I wouldn't be surprised of either decision they make, and that's okay. I think I'm definitely gonna, I want to say I'm not gonna be super upset if it's a rejection, but I probably will. I think all rejections are hard, no matter how prepared you get for them, where even if it's not like a big deal rejection, it's like, it's still super hard regardless, I think. And it's like, yeah, I don't know, just like, yeah, it's definitely a lot to think about, and I want to get myself prepared for either or. If I do get it, I'm gonna be really, really happy, I think. But if I don't, I need to really, really prepare for, ooh, okay, so this is what's going on. This is what's gonna happen. And yeah. And I think in the meantime, I wanna kind of play around with different things and expand my interests. And I really, really wanna try out for this voice acting role. It's like a very, very, very small thing, but I wanna, it's something I'm kind of interested in, voice acting and acting in general, but not really. But I like the idea of voice acting, but I don't really like my voice, so I think it could be something that helps me with that. Yeah. Anyways, I think that's all I have on my head right now. Maybe there's more. Maybe. But that's probably for another day or another time in today. And yeah, so February 2nd, 2022. Thoughts, rambles, all that stuff. Yeah.